This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the great big central initiative that is supposed to characterize the first weeks of Joe Biden's administration is already in some trouble. It is a $1.9 trillion spending plan that's supposed to rescue the economy and all of us from COVID-19. Why is it in trouble? Well, it just cost too much. So what do people who were part of the Trump administration say about the fact that, well, wait a minute, Biden is only talking about spending here that $2,000 per person that was going to be sent out to everybody under what President Trump wanted? We'll talk to Steve Moore, who was one of President Trump's top economic advisors. He'll be joining us later this hour on what exactly is wrong with the Biden spending plan. And it is, given the fact that they've already spent another $900 billion, we're talking about a grand total now of $2.8 trillion added to an already gigantic deficit of about another $2 trillion. Is there any amount of money that is just too much? Speaking of too much, some definite moves in the direction of political correctness. President Biden doing another executive order. He's been busy. He's won an all-time record with executive orders so far. This one is to end the ban on transgender servicemen. It's basically a ban that was only there during the Trump administration. It had been under review, the whole policy of whether transgender people would serve in our military under Obama. So what happens next? We will talk about that. Also, in terms of political correctness, have you ever thought about how sexist and how genderist playing cards were? A new deck of gender-free playing cards. It's a gender-neutral card deck. We will talk about that meaningful innovation. And more on people who are running for office and who aren't. A new candidate from the Trump administration for governor of Arkansas. Yeah, with a familiar name in Arkansas. And at the same time, a dropout from Senate reelection, one of the really good guys in the U.S. Senate from Ohio, is basically hanging it up. Why? We'll hear from Rob Portman what he has to say, also coming right up on the Michael Medved Show. And what about the Republican Civil War? How do you avoid a civil war when there are sincere disagreements on impeachment? With the articles of impeachment, one article of impeachment, handed up from the House to the Senate today, and 2 weeks from today, they begin the impeachment trial. How will that go? We'll also talk about that. The president picks an attorney to defend him in that proceeding. But first off, the one person who people are most eager to hear from about whether he's running or not is the former president. And I would like to think, and I think it would be good for America, I think it would be good for President Trump, it certainly would be good for the Republican Party to have a little bit less attention on President Trump, but he is jumping right into the middle, and he did over the weekend, the ongoing internal Republican wars. And apparently he told one of his favorites, a close advisor, someone who was director of national intelligence for a couple of months only, but before that was appointed ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell. He appeared on Newsmax. He is also one of the president's attorneys who had worked with him trying to get the election overturned. That didn't work. But here's what he said about what the president has told him. This is clip number four.
What about this? I mean, the future of the Republican Party and whether or not they should start this Patriot Party. What do you think?
No, we should not start the Patriot Party. We should work very hard on the Republican Party. Look, it's like a sports team, right? Your party is not always perfect, and you try to get it better. If you don't like an aspect of something that's going on, you work to make it better, but you don't abandon it. I believe that the Republican Party is the best place. Donald Trump is the head of the Republican Party still. Let's make no mistake about that. He's still the most popular politician, and he's going to decide what he wants to do. He's told me personally multiple times that he does want to run again. So we'll see if that holds and how that comes about. I think we've got a long ways to go, but clearly Donald Trump is a Republican and should run as a Republican.
Okay, that is if he runs. He did take a role in internal battles that are going on in Arizona. That was over the weekend. The headline in from Washington Post, Trump jumps into GOP battle with third-party threats. Grinnell says no third party. By the way, somebody who thinks a third party, a new third party, either a Trump-oriented third party or an anti-Trump-oriented conservative party. If you like either of those two ideas, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. I've talked about it a lot, but third parties never work. They tend only to help advance the opposite ideas of what you're trying to advance. And when people said, yeah, well, what about the Republican Party? The Republican Party, and you can read whole books about it, it was never a third party. The Whig Party had already collapsed. It had disappeared. The Republican Party, the first time they ever had candidates, ever, in 1854, they took over the House of Representatives. And that's not the work of a third party. And that's 6 years before Lincoln became the first Republican president. So don't use the Republicans as an example of a third party. Third parties can get votes, all kind of votes, but they don't win elections, except sometimes in local elections, like Jesse Ventura, that went well, who got himself elected as a Reform Party candidate to be the governor of Minnesota. And then occasionally you have independent senators like Bernie Sanders, but Bernie Sanders isn't really, never really has been a third-party guy. He ran twice for the Democratic nomination, and he's part of the Democratic caucus in the U.S. Senate. The other U.S. senator who's an independent is Angus King of Maine, who is also part of the Democratic caucus. Someone who is very much part of the Republican caucus, and honest to goodness, I can assure you, Rob Portman of Ohio, former member of the House, a two-term senator, he won last time. He won by 24 points. He just had a wipeout landslide victory last time he won in Ohio because he's an extremely hardworking, honorable, exemplary U.S. senator. And unfortunately, he's decided not to run for re-election. And this, of course, sets up what will probably be a primary battle for Republicans. I don't know who the Democrats would put forward. Ohio is one of those states that President Trump carried handily last time. And it is seeming to trend in a conservative direction. I think there's a former treasurer of Ohio who has run for Senate before. He's been the Republican but didn't win. Named Josh Mandel, who's an outstanding young leader of the Ohio Republican Party. But we shall see. We will also see what is going on with this GOP battle in Arizona. It was a battle over censuring the sitting Republican governor, the two-term Republican governor, where they have a Senate seat that's opening up in Arizona because Mark Kelly, who won this time because it's still the unfilled seat of John McCain that he is 1-4 against Senator McSally. Mark Kelly is going to be up for re-election again. And they had been hoping to get Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona to run for that seat. But since he's just been censured by the Republican Party, that's unlikely. What did they censure him for? Why is this the dumbest idea in the history of the world? We'll talk about it and more on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, don't forget the special that is being held right now at Medved History Store. You can find out about it. Just go to michaelmedved.com. first edition hardcover book, my most recent book, God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era. The book is signed. It is a collector's edition together with an audio version of the unabridged copy of the book. It's the audio version is available with an MP3 player or a flash drive. And you get the whole thing together for a major discount. It's $49. But you can check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for the Medved History Store exclusive. We're talking about some of the political developments just today. Rob Portman, who is really a wonderful senator, widely, widely respected by his colleagues, he was considered a real vice presidential possibility both in 2008 and in 2012. Would McCain's campaign maybe have gone a little bit better if he had picked someone like Rob Portman, who was on his final list instead of Sarah Palin? Well, you can decide. It seems to me kind of obvious. But then there's also the he was again considered a possible running mate for Mitt Romney in 2012. And now he's leaving the United States Senate. He's going to serve out his term. But in 2022, there will be a new senior senator from Ohio. This is what Senator Portman had to say and why he said he's leaving the U.S. Senate. Clip one.
Our country's polarized right now. It's kind of shirts and skins, isn't it? And that makes it more difficult to find that common ground because elected officials aren't rewarded for that. What they're rewarded for is, you know, throwing out the red meat on the talk show. And that, you know, isn't conducive to solving the serious problems we face as a country.
I think most Americans could agree with that. And by the way, one of the other finest U.S. senators, most conservative U.S. senators and finest, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, which is another swing state, another competitive state. Pat Toomey is also not running for re-election, and that's also going to be a wide-open Senate race. All of this makes it harder for the Republicans to gain ground in the Senate, because if Pat Toomey had run, he would have been an easy re-election. If Rob Portman had run, he would have been an easy re-election. And now it's more of a battle. The Wall Street Journal says Mr. Portman's announcement comes as the GOP begins to navigate its future after Mr. Trump's loss to President Biden last year, and lawmakers decide whether to continue supporting Mr. Trump. An impeachment trial focused on Mr. Trump's support for a mob that attacked the U.S. Capitol, this is the Wall Street Journal writing, will test the strength of Republican support for their former standard bearer. After the House voted to impeach President Trump, Mr. Portman said he was at least partially, Trump that is, responsible for the attack on the Capitol. He said he would listen to arguments made by both sides, which is the right thing to do. Among my considerations will be what is best to help heal our country rather than deepen our divisions, said Rob Portman. Look, this is one of those things that I think if he is at all considering voting to convict Donald Trump and then voting to ban him from running for future office, it is easier for him to do that without running for re-election, where, of course, there would be all sorts of people coming after him. One of the leading contenders for that seat and a possible Republican nominee is Jim Jordan from Ohio, who won a Medal of Freedom from President Trump late in his term, who's been one of President Trump's most outspoken defenders. Tim Ryan is also someone on the Democratic side, one of those relatively moderate Democrats who was running for president of the United States. He did okay in the debates, didn't make much traction, but he said in a tweet, after Portman's announcement this morning, Tim Ryan said that would be interested in that seat. So he may be the Democratic nominee. Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader now, said in a statement that Rob Portman has been one of the most expert, most effective senators on either side of the aisle. I think there are a lot of folks who would agree with that. The other likely candidate, and it's not even a likely candidate, it's now an announced candidate, and I don't think this surprises anybody. We spoke to her on the air about this just a couple of weeks ago. She's been a guest on the show several times. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's one of those folks who served loyally in the Trump administration. She wrote a good book about it, which we spoke to her about. I think she left her job as press secretary for President Trump with her popularity intact and her reputation intact. And she has now packaged a very slick, very well-made, 8-minute video that she posted to the web announcing that she's running for governor of Arkansas. And the incumbent governor, Asa Hutchinson, who's a very, very good guy, one of America's best governors, not running for re-election. She's going to be running against the lieutenant governor and the attorney general, who are both Republicans in Arkansas, for the nomination. Here's what Sarah Huckabee Sanders had to say about why she's running.
The radical left solution is to impose government control and censorship from the top down. But their socialism and cancel culture will not heal America. It will only further divide and destroy us. Everything we love about America is at stake.
Okay, and it's a dramatic video. It's illustrated with some footage of her alongside President Trump, beginning with them visiting troops in Afghanistan. And it's very well produced. She is getting, I don't know who her consultants are or who helped her prepare this announcement video, but as these things go, this is well done. And she is going to be a very formidable candidate. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with Steve Moore, who, of course, is the author of Trumponomics. He was one of President Trump's key economic advisors in the campaign. He helped to devise President Trump's tax cut, which passed and really did help the economy. What's his position on this push, which is getting more and more and more conservative and Republican opposition, to do another $1.9 trillion package of COVID-19 relief and rescue? We'll be speaking to Stephen Moore, coming right up, about the first big initiative by President Joe Biden. That and more on The MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael MedVed Show.
This is outrageous.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. With newly confirmed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin by his side, President Joe Biden repealed the ban on transgender Americans serving in the U.S. military by executive order. Austin voiced his support during last Friday's confirmation hearing.
I truly believe, Senator, that, as I said in my opening statement, that if you are fit and you're qualified to serve and you can maintain the standards, you should be allowed to serve. And you can expect that that I will support that throughout.
The executive order reverts to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 and overturns the ban enacted by former President Donald Trump. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for defamation. The suit filed today. Giuliani is Donald Trump's personal attorney who has led efforts to spread claims of voter fraud. Dominion suing for more than $1.3 billion in damages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure always to welcome back my friend Steve Moore. Stephen was an economics advisor to President Trump during his campaign. He is the author of the best-selling book, Trumponomics. He helped to shape the president's thinking that culminated in a very beneficial tax cut for our economy and for the country. And one other reason I like having Steve on the air is he's actually consistent. He doesn't like crazy deficit spending. So with that in mind, I would guess, Steve, you're not a huge fan of a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan put forward by President Biden.
Hey, hi, Michael. Good to be with you. And you are right, sir. I am against the $1.9 trillion. And by the way, when I first came to Washington 35 years or so ago, it was 1984, 36 or so years ago, we used to talk about the budget in the millions and billions. And if you notice, now we talk about the budget in the billions and trillions. It's just amazing. I was against the $900 billion bill we passed 3 or 4 weeks ago, and that was the COVID emergency relief bill, and now here we are with $1.9 trillion on top of that, on top of the $2 trillion we spent last year. We're talking about massive amounts of debt, massive amounts of spending, when I believe what's most necessary right now is to get the vaccine out there. I like Biden's plan of continuing with a million doses a day, as you know Trump had achieved, and if we could achieve that for the next 100 days, we'll get much of the country vaccinated, and then let's get the economies opened up of these states and cities. I was in Florida last weekend. Florida's open for business. I don't know if that's the case out there in Seattle where you are.
Not so much. I mean, we have an Antifa infection, too. There was another riot last night.
I heard about that. By the way, I've got to tell you. You know, Michael, we can't understand even what's going on in Seattle and Portland. I mean, we don't even know what people are rioting about.
No, neither do they. In fact, I covered, this is last week, the riot over the weekend was in Tacoma. And when the riot was in Seattle last week, people were marching and people did video of it. What are we marching for? What is this about? And they have no idea. It's just a completely heedless destruction. But this is not quite heedless spending. I mean, you're not opposed to more COVID-19 relief, are you? I mean, something would be appropriate, no?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. You know, I'm not a big fan of giving people checks. I don't like the idea of just government writing checks to people. I'm certainly not in favor of the blue state bailout of $350 billion for New York and California, my home state of Illinois. I don't like the idea of $400 a week extra unemployment benefits. My friend Casey Mulligan, who's at the University of Chicago, and I have a study estimating that will actually end up costing jobs because two-thirds of unemployed workers are now being paid more money to stay unemployed than to go back to a job. That's not a very smart policy. So I really don't think the solution is more government spending. I think the solution is let's start to, in a rational way, get the schools open, the stores open, the restaurants open, the businesses open, and let's get that vaccine out there. And I think the combination of those things will heal the economy. Debts have to be repaid, Michael. You know that. I mean, I don't think people in Congress know that. But, you know, these are massive amounts of money that we're going to pass the $30 trillion mark in debt. When I came to Washington in 1985, we, for the first time, passed the $1 trillion mark. Now we're at $30 trillion.
But I know that Democrats try to justify this level of spending by saying 2021 is just going to be a great year for markets, for the economy. I know that there was a group of experts called together by the Wall Street Journal, where you worked for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And they projected growth over 4% for 2021.
Yeah.
And the claim is, with that kind of growth, there'll be enough tax revenue so that these deficits won't be too bad. What's wrong with that argument?
Well, I love growth, and I actually think it's going to be high. I think, you know, if we just did nothing, if we just, you know, took the course of action I'm talking about, you know, we could see 6% growth. I mean, the Goldman Sachs economists think, you know, 6 or 7% growth is possible because there's a lot of pent up demand. People haven't been able to get out, go on vacation, spend money because of the lockdowns and the virus. So, my own feeling is the economy, given all that we've been through since this all started in March, it's in pretty healthy shape. I think this ball is teed up. It's ready to be hit 300 yards right down the middle of the fairway if we just, you know, stay on the course that we're on. And I just don't think, you know, why are we spending money on why should people in Texas and Tennessee and Florida have to, you know, bail out New York and California? I just don't even understand the logic of that.
Yeah, again, this is one of those things where obviously this is why compromise is so enormously important and appropriate here. One of the things that I found in President Biden's speech, his inaugural address, he mentioned the words unity 11 times. But it would have been more encouraging if he had talked about the means that you can achieve unity, which is compromise. And there hasn't been yet any kind of indication of a willingness to do that. In terms of something that Republicans could work with the new president on, people keep talking about that big infrastructure bill. Is that still a thing?
Well, look, let me just start by saying I did like Biden's speech. I agree with you. But, you know, his first 4 or 5 days in office have been, I think, horrible. I mean, just horrible. I mean, all he's doing is passing one left-wing executive action after another that people just don't understand. Even some of my Democratic friends are scratching their heads, like, why would you cancel the Keystone Pipeline. I mean, if you said you want infrastructure, yeah, you know, that's a pretty important part of our infrastructure, is that we can get our oil and gas through pipelines so we can get it across the country and around the world. You know, I don't understand why we're getting back in the anti-American Paris Climate Accord. I'm not sure why, you know, we're doing a lot of these things right now. And, you know, why are they impeaching Donald Trump in the Senate? If you want unity, that's not a very good way to do it. So I think those were words. I want to see the actions, and so far I haven't seen them from Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden's been very, very quiet on the issue of impeachment, and which we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the show. Steve, I had asked you about a major infrastructure bill. Isn't that or one of those things it called for in the Wall Street Journal today, which is more H-2 seasonal workers coming across the border legally. Couldn't Republicans and Democrats cooperate on something like that?
Look, right now it is a very toxic environment in Washington, and, you know, I've never seen Washington in my lifetime as divided as, you know, there's witch hunts against anybody we associate. I've got, you know, reporters calling me all the time now, but what's your relationship with Trump? But, you know, it's a scary time right now. And I think if Democrats want unity, let's move on. You know, let's move on and get America healthy. The one thing I think we could all agree on is let's do everything we can as a nation to get these vaccines out there. The Operation Warp Speed was a great program, and now let's have a Warp Speed program to get the vaccines into people's arms, that the people who need it and want it. In terms of infrastructure, let's fix the potholes. Let's make sure we've got, you know, ports and airports and bridges that are safe. You know, I love that stuff. I don't want to spend money on wind farms. I don't want to spend money on, you know, solar energy. Let's let the energy sector pay for its own, you know, programs. So it kind of depends on what you mean by infrastructure, because I think a lot of things that the Democrats want to spend money on. I mean, you're there in Seattle, and the waste of money on your transit system there is...
It's unbelievable. Steve Moore, one of the veterans of the Trump administration who never got indicted, never got pardoned, and hasn't yet won a Medal of Freedom. But maybe. Stephen Moore, thanks for the contributions. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong, and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon, and that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedved.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the Michael Medved Show, I had mentioned the Civil War. It's not really a war, it's a skirmish at this point, but it may develop into a full-scale war in Arizona, which is, I guess, understandable, because Arizona was ground zero for Republican failure in the last election. The Republicans now have two Senate seats in Arizona that have been lost just in the last 2 years. And they have now Senator Kristen Sinema, and they have the incoming Senator Mark Kelly. They still control the governor's office, but the governor was just censured by the Republican Party. And, of course, for the first time since 1996, which is 24 years, the Republicans lost the state to the Democrats in the election. And part of the problem in Arizona is a state chair named Kelly Ward. I've met Kelly Ward. She was a state senator briefly. She's an osteopathic doctor. She's run for Senate twice, lost in primaries both times. She tried to challenge John McCain. Well, she got her revenge this time. She basically got the party to vote to censure the sitting Republican governor, who Doug Ducey, who was actually pretty popular and a very successful conservative two-term governor. He's the middle of his second term. He's clearly the most popular governor in Arizona, and they'd been trying to hope that he would run against Senator Kelly to win back that seat for the Republicans in 2022. But given the fact that Kelly Ward, the Republican chair in the state, led the party in clear votes to censure, in other words, condemn the sitting governor because of some of his COVID policies that Kelly Ward and some conservatives don't like, but are generally pretty popular in the state of Arizona. And given the fact that she had them censor Cindy McCain and the former Senator Jeff Flake, and that she just got reelected as state party chair very narrowly. In a recorded phone call, President Trump offered his complete and total endorsement for another term for Arizona State Party Chair Kelly Ward. A lightning rod, says the Washington Post, who sparred with the state's Republican governor, been condemned by the business community and overseen a recent flight in party registrations. She narrowly won re-election as state chair by a margin of 52% to 49%. And it's actually 51.5 to 48.5, marking Trump's first victory in a promised battle to maintain political relevance and influence after losing in the 2020 election. In recent weeks, writes the Washington Post, Trump has entertained the idea of creating a third party called the Patriot Party and instructed his aides to prepare election challenges to lawmakers who crossed him in the final weeks in office, including Liz Cheney in Wyoming, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. We all know about that. He's been very forward about that. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican Alaska, and Representative Tom Rice, Republican of South Carolina, say people familiar with the plans. Multiple people in Trump's orbit who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations say Trump has told people that the third party threat gives him leverage to prevent Republican senators from voting to convict him during the Senate impeachment trial. Trump advisors also say they plan to recruit opposing primary candidates and commission polling next week in districts of targeted lawmakers. Trump has more than $70 million left over in campaign cash in the bank to fund his political efforts, these people say. And he can't use that money, not legally, to pay off any of his personal business debts. Now, look, there are varying reports on this. Richard Grenell says he's spoken to President Trump and knows he's going to run as a Republican. He's not going to run third party. I think either way, it's very, very tough for Republicans to deal with another run by President Trump. Because right now, and the election showed this, again, it showed it this time, President Trump is less popular for reasons of personal conduct and just the way he served as president than Republican ideas. And the idea that some of the people he wants to go after, like Liz Cheney's not going to be an easy target in Wyoming. Now, does she have to worry about winning a primary? Sure. But Lisa Murkowski is the dumbest idea in the world to try to go after her. Let me tell you why. She won as an independent the last time. She had lost in a primary to a very conservative, flaky guy, a guy with all kinds of scandal in his background named Joe Miller. And he had won the Republican nomination. And she said basically the same thing that Joe Lieberman said. Joe Lieberman lost the Democratic nomination in Connecticut to Ned Lamont, now the governor of Connecticut, who's a very, very liberal guy. And Joe said, hey, I'm running for re-election, my fifth term, I believe it was, and I'll run as an independent. And Lisa Murkowski has even indicated she's not so happy with the Republican Party, and she is a likely vote to convict on impeachment. And the question is, do you want her to flip to go over to the Democratic Party, which is what happened the last time that we had a Senate that was tied 50-50? Because you may remember after the very, very close election between President Bush, then Governor Bush, and Vice President Al Gore. During that election, the Democrats gained enough seats in the Senate to make it a 50-50 tie, just like we have now. But then they took full control of the Senate during Bush's first year when a senator from Vermont, a moderate Republican named Jim Jeffords, flipped. He went over to the Democratic side. Now, anyone who thinks that could not happen with Lisa Murkowski is not paying attention, which is one of the reasons that I think we all have to pay attention and try to follow some of the leadership of Mitch McConnell. Because he understands that holding together these 50 votes that he needs, because partially, see, if they have 51 votes on the Democratic side, they can change the filibuster. They're unlikely to get it because Joe Manchin, who is on the Democratic side, says, no, we have to keep the filibuster. The filibuster is that provision that means that to get things through, like this $1.9 trillion rescue plan, to get things through the Senate, you need 60 votes. So getting 10 Republicans, the Biden administration is going to have to learn how to compromise or they're going to get nothing done. They do not have the kind of congressional majorities that Barack Obama had to push through his stimulus package and to push through his health care proposal, Obamacare, because he had a much higher number of Democrats in both the House and in the Senate than they have today. He had the 60 votes. And again, how did he get the 60 votes? Because a moderate Republican, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, had been, he felt, pushed out of the Republican Party, and he joined the Democrats. And boom, that gave them the 60th vote they needed for Obamacare. And what a shame that all was. No single Republican, not one, voted for Obamacare. But if we want to repeat that history, and I don't see why we do, then this idea of waging war against people to punish them for what exactly? For being critical of President Trump? Having differences in the party is fine. Being a party that is adamantly against cancel culture, we need to recognize that purging isn't good. Let the voters make the decision. You know who said that? Ronna McDaniel, the newly reelected party chair, a favorite of President Trump. The only way we win in 2022 is if we all start getting rid of this purism and cancel culture in our own party. Amen to Chairman Daniel. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the forthcoming impeachment vote. What does that look like and what does it mean? And more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.